Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast all about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And today we are bringing you Product Recall, a weekly episode where we dig deeper into the history of an iconic product and its impact every Friday here currently on Forever 35.
I like your caveat, Kate.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we are in flux. We are creative visionaries. We don't know what's going to come next.
It's true. It's true. We are also taking requests. And I think actually the one that we are going to be talking about today, I think it was requested at least once.
I mean, I requested it. I feel like when you mentioned it, I was like, yes, put this into my body and brain. I want to reminisce.
If you want to send us those requests, you can call or text us at 781-591-0390, and you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And on these episodes, we dig deep into some of these products, and so we share all the links to our research, videos, everything that we find over on our website, forever35podcast.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group, where the password is serums. Check out our newsletter. And you can shop all the products. Check out our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And you can also check out our favorite products mentioned on the show at shopmy.us/forever35.
And don't forget about our merch collab with Balance Bound. There's that cozy Reframe the Narrative sweatshirt that Brooke tells us is now our most popular product.
Really? The hoodie?
Yes, the hoodie.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's my most popular product. I wear it a lot.
I wear it a lot too. I got it kind of a little oversized for my bod, and it is just a snuggle fest.
And that is all at balancebound.co/shop/forever35.
Well, Dori, where are you taking us today? I am so pumped.
Kate, we are going to talk about a product that, to me, elicits memories of sleepaway camp in the early 1990s.
Oh, interesting.
Late 80s, early 90s. And the reason it does is because you could buy it from our canteen.
Really? What a fancy camp.
Was it? I don't think it was. This isn't a super fancy product. But it was definitely pitched to us as something that would keep the bugs away.
It's interesting. Okay, tell us the product, and then I want to make a
comment. The product is Avon's Skin So Soft.
So it is interesting to me that you do not think of this as a fancy product, because to me, this is kind of the epitome of like a luxurious product. Like, when this was more kind of like produced by my mother when we were, you know, like visiting family in New Hampshire, anytime we were going to be with mosquitoes, it was either like, you know, normally it was some sort of disgusting rancid bug spray. But then if someone busted, like I can remember when the Skin So Soft kind of started appearing on the circuit, mm-hmm. like the bug spray circuit, mm-hmm. and it was smelled so delicious and mm-hmm. it felt so good because it was an oil.
Yes.
And I didn't, I couldn't understand where it came from. I never saw it in stores. So it was just kind of this magical product that.
Yes.
That did it even, it also had like a mystery to it because yes. it wasn't necessarily a bug spray. It was like.
Correct.
When a product has a
label use.
Yes, it had a magical power. So it had this kind of like truly exotic, otherworldly feel to it.
It really did. And Kate, that's exactly right. So Skin So Soft was a product launched by the Avon Company. We'll talk a little bit about the Avon Company's history in a moment, but it was launched as a product by the Avon Company in 1961. As a bath oil. And it was 1961.
Okay.
And it was marketed as a kind of like luxurious sort of like treat yourself bath oil.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And that was the pitch. And the only way you could buy it was from your Avon sales rep. Because Avon was a direct selling company. So they had at the height of their powers, they had 500,000 Avon ladies who just fanned out across the United States selling Avon products door to door. I mean, if you think about it, like especially I think the first half of the 20th century, I mean, like think about like Death of a Salesman, like
right.
The whole idea of a door to door salesman was something that was just kind of part of the culture. Like you would buy encyclopedias sold door to door, vacuum cleaners, Avon cosmetics,
Tupperware,
right. All of that, right. Tupperware was a little different because it was generally sold at parties.
Okay.
Not so
Avon
much door to door. No, Avon was really door to door, like one-on-one kind of selling. Yes, Kate.
Okay. A question. So it wasn't at this time like an MLM, or is this kind of the precursor to MLMs?
Okay, Kate, that is a great question.
I know you are dying to answer it. I know you have so many answers to this one.
So, okay, let's just talk a little bit. Let's just give a brief overview of the history of the Avon Company.
Great.
So, like so many of these companies.
Oh, baby.
Started by a white man.
No.
Yes.
Seriously, even Avon?
Even Avon, I'm sorry. So here's what happened. David H. McConnell, he was a door-to-door salesman in New York, and he was selling books. And he started giving away perfume samples with the books. And then he realized that the perfumes were more popular than the books. So in September 1886, he starts a perfume company and starts selling perfume door to door. In 1892, the company changes its name to the California Perfume Company on the suggestion of his business partner who lived in California and suggested the name because there were so many flowers in California, which is like kind of cool.
That's so sweet. As we are entering our super bloom phase right now.
Exactly. So, okay. But the whole idea of the Avon lady was thanks to a woman named P.F.E. Albee. Persis Foster Ames Albee.
Wow.
So she is considered the first Avon lady.
Okay. P.F.E.
P.F.E. Albee. She was from Maine.
Yes. I love it already.
And she was married to, she didn't get married till she was 30, which
wow,
in the mid 19th century was quite old.
Yes. A geezer, if you will.
Geezer. She married a lawyer and he lived in New Hampshire.
Oh.
In Winchester, New Hampshire. Uh-huh. He was also a New Hampshire state senator. They have two children.
I love this.
And in 1879, a book salesman named David H. McConnell goes to her house to sell her some books.
Oh, ho, ho. I see where this is going.
So she gets recruited by McConnell to sell books. And PFE, Persis, becomes one of his most successful salespeople. Wow. And then when it becomes the California Perfume Company, she just really like innovates and becomes this like amazing salesperson. And also, P.S., at this point, she's over 50 years old. Like,
wow.
She was kind of amazing, right? Like, she was this older woman who started selling door to door. It turned out she really had like a knack for it.
Yeah.
And just kind of like innovates. She had a variety store in her home originally, and then she starts selling all these direct sales, and she develops a network of other women to sell directly to other women. And I believe that she was kind of the innovator, the first person to kind of develop what I believe was the precursor to a lot of these women-focused MLMs.
Wow. She was a revolutionary in a lot of ways.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
She did not do the same thing. I do not believe like it wasn't the same thing as like the current MLM with like, you know, the focus is more on recruiting new salespeople,
right,
and not selling products. Like, she was really focused on selling products. And she comes up with a product that she calls the Little Dot Perfume Set. And it's 5 bottles of perfume just like in a box.
Oh, I love it. I want it.
And she recruits these women to sell it. She trained more than 5,000 people over her 12 years with the company.
Okay.
So, you know, she developed new products for McConnell. She was just really like the innovator. And that is kind of how the whole idea of woman to woman direct selling develops.
Oh boy. Wow. I see.
Yes.
So she innovated, but then it kind of gets co-opted for maybe not the best use a little bit. Like, it changes over time.
It changes over time. And I don't think that we can like blame her for what happens later. And she, yeah. So her whole idea was that women should sell to people that they know or who are like in their neighborhoods, in their networks.
Okay.
And there was this like amazing train. There were these amazing training manuals from the early 20th century. I'm just going to read from part of them. Prepare your outfit. Make it as clean and attractive as possible. Now select the names of 10 or a dozen of the most influential families in your territory, listing their names in the most convenient order for you to call upon them. With firm tread, step to the door of the first and ring. Do not conceal your outfit, but do not carry it too conspicuously. I think that means like your kit. Your oh kit of God. Avon things. A good way is to set it quietly on one side of the door while you ring or knock, as we occasionally meet people who are prejudiced against agents until they know the line they are representing.
Yikes. Okay.
And this is kind of dark. Don't make the mistake of not calling certain homes in the belief people are too poor or too wealthy. The greatest merchants will tell you their largest business comes from the poorest classes. They spend their money liberally.
No.
Yeah. But I mean, again, precursor to a lot of the predatory tactics.
Yeah.
Right?
Like big time.
Yeah. Yeah. So these were kind of some of the things that that formed the basis of the Avon lady. And I just want to play you a commercial. Avon's catchphrase was Avon calling.
I'm Louise Rogers. Won't you play a guessing game with me? Who is this attractive woman? And where is she going, looking so smart and competent? Everyone knows her. She's well-liked in her community. Now see whether you guessed correctly. Avon calling. Yes, she's your Avon representative. A good friend, a good neighbor. Don't you wish you were this happy, resourceful woman? And look at her jeweled pin, a reward for success. She's in the beauty business, representing Avon, the world's largest cosmetic company. She brings you cosmetics for the whole family, and she invites you to have an Avon try-on, to be sure. Your Avon representative will be delighted to call on you wherever you live. Just get in touch with us at Avon. Avon calling.
I can like hear my mom and aunt doing like saying Avon calling as like a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, I think I vaguely remember that that's the slogan or was the slogan, mm-hmm. but I can just hear like anytime an Avon product got whipped out. And how fascinating the comfort level of the time of just someone knocking on your door and you welcoming them in and then just buying products from them.
Totally.
Like your neighborhood stranger Avon lady.
Totally.
I would be like, get the fuck off my step. Who do you think you are?
Well, Kate, what did you notice about the women portrayed in this commercial?
Okay, well, they're all obviously white, attractive, middle-aged women. But what's interesting to me is that they're selling like – they're like, wouldn't you want to be this woman? Mm-hmm. Beloved by all? Like, they're kind of selling this interesting – image that they are trying to appeal to. And what's interesting to me is this commercial is so old and it's a time where women were often not encouraged to work out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's intriguing to me that they were kind of selling this. And I also just love that they mentioned that she gets it's like, look at her attractive pin. She got that selling Avon. It's like,
which, by the way, they still have jeweled pins.
Oh, I believe it. It's like a
their
tradition.
Sales reps. Yeah, and you know, I we have to take a break in a minute, but I want to highlight one thing that you said, which is about the propriety of women working at this time, because I think there is a distinction. Young single women were kind of allowed to work like as secretaries or teachers, like until they got married. But like once you got married, you were assumed to be, quote, taken care of by your husband. But this was a profession that was acceptable for married women.
Yeah.
To do.
That's fascinating.
Yes. I think because it was just selling to other women.
Okay.
Like this was during the middle of the day, right? Like this woman is calling on another woman who is home alone in the
right.
middle of the day because she doesn't work. And so that is the assumption that like, you're calling on all your friends in your neighborhood who are stay-at-home moms probably, who are just around in the middle of the day waiting for you to ring their doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
But also because you are selling beauty products.
That for the whole also, family,
for
they
the
say.
Whole family, yes. That is also kind of considered acceptable. Okay, so we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back to talk a little bit about Skin So Soft. I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi, boom. You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given mm-hmm. this to Matt's parents. Mm-hmm.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura Frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura Frames in our house. I have Ooh. One in my office and one in our family room. And
do
my
they
kids
have,
love
do
it.
They have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So, win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code FOREVER35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a Tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Prepper 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince. Everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
All right, Kate, we have returned. And we're gonna start with another commercial.
Let Skin So Soft by Avon turn your bath into a beautifying experience. Skin So Soft is a beauty bath oil. It means exactly what it says. Soft, soft skin. One capful turns a bath into your own private glen with a fresh woodsy scent where everything is relaxed and comforting and soft. Especially you. Skin So Soft silkens and smooths you. Helps you feel soothed and soft. So soft. Turns your bath into a beautifying experience. Your Avon representative will show you Skin So Soft Beauty Bath Oil and Soap. Ask her about Avon's wide selection of cosmetics for beauty care. Avon calling with Skin So Soft and other cosmetics for beauty care.
Just want to say, I really want to have that mid-century modern house that's featured at the end there of the commercial that the Avon lady goes to. I was like, yes. This is a great house.
So I don't know exactly when this commercial aired because it was in a compilation of Avon commercials. It just says from the 1960s. But I think that this was probably not like probably a few years after Avon first launched. First of all, the commercial is in color, so I don't think it was like the super early 60s. But it's definitely pitched as a luxurious product, like to your earlier point, right? Like,
yeah, we're getting in the bath. It looks great. Bath.
It's very like sensual also.
It is when the woman is in her like floral painted bathtub and she just kind of like whiles the time away. It's like, ooh, yes, this is kind of steamy.
Right. And it's like, it's interesting too, because like, who is this woman? Like, what is she doing? There's no other family or friends in the commercial. So to me, this kind of reads like, oh, this is something really special you do for yourself.
Oh, this like, is their self-care.
Yes. Like, this is treating yourself. Like, you deserve this. And there's no mention of like, make your skin soft for your husband or anything like that. Ooh, like, it's
gross. Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that could
have
easily been part of the message, and it's just not. Like, we see this woman, like, I mean, there, it's like she's by a crack, like there's a crackling fireplace, there's flowers, but like, she's by herself. She is just enjoying, luxuriating in this Avon Skin So Soft bath oil. So I think it's really interesting that that was clearly how they were kind of initially positioning this product.
They were like, are you going to masturbate today? Take a Skin So Soft bath. Like, it's kind of like that. I mean, yes, I'm not joking. It's like kind of the sexualized.
Like the voiceover is very sexy.
Yeah.
So I think that that is very interesting. This is, you know, how things are in the 1969 catalog. There's a little display of the various Skin So Soft products. There's Skin So Soft bath oil. There's some talc with Skin So Soft scent. There's some soap. There's an after shower smoother also in the Skin So Soft scent, but it's all very like bath oriented.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a bath oil first. I just assumed it was like a skin oil, like a dry oil, if you will.
Right. So then by the mid 70s, something happens.
Oh no.
We don't know who the first person who figured out that Skin So Soft allegedly worked as an insect repellent. Whoever that was, if anyone ever even knew, has been lost to history. But what we do know, thanks to a lawsuit that was filed in the 90s, more on that later.
Ooh. Ooh.
As early as the mid-70s, competitors such as SC Johnson, who make Off, were conducting studies to see if Skin So Soft actually worked as an insect repellent.
Oh, interesting. So they were on to something.
They were on to something, and they knew that somehow people had started using Skin So Soft as a bug repellent, and they wanted to know, wow, hey, does this actually work? So definitely by the mid-70s, there was a growing awareness of something about Skin So Soft that people thought it worked as an insect repellent. And this was not because of Avon's advertising and marketing. They were marketing this as a bath oil.
Weird. So something.
Yes. Like, who knows what originally happened? Like, was it someone who used, you know, the Skin So Soft after shower smoother and went outside and like didn't get bit, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
We don't know. But what we do know is that by the early 80s, we really start to see Skin So Soft getting mentioned in the media as this kind of secret insect repellent.
Here we go.
And what's even more interesting to me is that most of the people we see quoted are men who do like outdoorsy things, like hunters, fishermen, horse people. And okay, so here's some examples. There's a 1983 New York Times article about traveling to South Carolina that, just as sort of an aside, says local people use a bath oil called Skin So Soft made by Avon against the no-see-ums, which are like little kind of gnat-like.
Oh, they're terrible. And you can't see them.
You literally cannot see them. a reader writes in to Barron's, which is, you know, like a financial newspaper, yeah, in 1983, suggesting that they write about Skin So Soft because he uses it on people and horses. Then there's it kind of like, you know how sometimes you can like trace this. This is something that I think you can actually trace the impact of.
Okay.
There's a Dear Abby column in 1984. So for people who aren't familiar, in the, I don't know, when did they start? Maybe the 50s, 60s. There were two like dueling advice columns, Dear Abby and Ann Landers. And they were syndicated in newspapers across the country. So, I mean, they had readerships in the millions. They were identical twin sisters.
That is so wild.
And rivals. And so, you know, we're really talking about the age of mass media. So when something ran in Dear Abby or Ann Landers, like, we can't even, like, conceive of this now because it doesn't exist anymore. But, like,
right.
Millions and millions of people were reading this in their local newspapers. So in 1984, yep, a Louisiana duck hunter writes into Dear Abby.
Oh my God.
And says, the only truly effective mosquito repellent used by duck hunters in these parts is a product made by Avon called Skin So Soft. And they go on to say, if you think I'm making this up, come to New Orleans and look around the sporting goods stores and you'll see Skin So Soft on the shelves right next to the commercial insect repellents.
This is wild. Seriously?
Yes. And this, you know, this is huge, right? Like, she runs this in her column. And the fall, like a couple weeks later, an Avon rep writes in to say, Abby, if this is true, the Avon company would like to know the names of the stores because Avon products are sold only by Avon representatives who call on customers in their homes. I should know. I've been an Avon representative for 18 years.
Oh my God. So she unintentionally caused some drama.
Correct. What I suspect happened, and I do not know this for a fact, but what I'm going to guess is that someone connected to the sporting goods stores, like maybe a woman who worked in the store or whose husband worked in the store, sold Avon and just like sold it out of the store.
Totally.
You know?
Because, yeah, that seems reasonable.
Right? Because it wasn't sold in the stores. In the same way that I think at my summer camp, there was probably some counselor or administrator who was an Avon person because you couldn't just like buy it wholesale and sell it.
Right.
Anyway, so later articles refer to this Dear Abby column as being like one of the things that like spread the gospel of Skin So Soft.
Oh my God, this is so weird.
And then, you know, you keep seeing it come up, but it's always mentioned as a like, you know, locals say, or like, right, you know. And then there's an article in 1986 in the San Diego Tribune where they actually call Avon. And they're like, what is the deal with Skin So Soft? Because people, they say that a reader suggested using Skin So Soft to keep fleas off your pets. And the Avon spokesperson says, it really is a bath oil. We want to sell it as a bath oil. Frankly, I would be turned off to the idea of buying it as a bath oil. Whoa. If they associated it with all these smelly, sticky, repulsive insect repellents.
Oh, this is an example of like a company missing the mark. It's like, y'all.
Well,
okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
We'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
But this just kind of like goes on. There's even researchers from the American Animal Hospital Association do a study, and they sponge a dog in, water like a. Skin So Soft, like diluted Skin So Soft, and they claim it cuts the flea infestations on dogs. That like if you give a dog like a flea dip, then you use Skin So Soft. The Skin So Soft will like enhance the flea dip. And by 1989, in Avon's annual report, they write that it is the most popular product in Avon's catalog in the United States. That year, it grew by 50%.
Oh my goodness. 50%?
50%. So it was huge. But like I would say by the late 80s, it had fully become this like word of mouth sensation. We're going to take another break, Kate. I know this has been a lot of information.
Yeah, I am overwhelmed. Okay, okay.
But after the break, we're gonna touch on a little bit of what you kind of said before about why Avon didn't, quote, capitalize on the popularity.
Okay, right. Yes. We'll be Tell right me back. Everything.
Okay. Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh.
Mm.
So I'm talking like moving furniture around, maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we're back. Kate, you know, you and I both do a lot of research for these episodes. We come across old ads, we come across old magazine articles, we come across, you know, drugstore newspaper ads, like we come across
weird
articles, there's so much weird stuff. But imagine my surprise when, in the course of my research for this episode, I came across the decision of a lawsuit that was, I don't want to get too in the weeds, but basically the lawsuit was a counterclaim filed by SC Johnson against Avon.
Oh, okay.
And Avon alleges that SC Johnson alleges that they had violated the Lanham Act, which is basically has to do with trademark, and that they had engaged in unfair competition by marketing and selling Skin So Soft as an insect repellent. Now, normally, whatever, a lawsuit like this, like, it would be interesting, but like not that interesting. But who was the judge that wrote this decision? It was none other than Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Oh my God, our first celebrity cameo.
Our first celebrity cameo. So this was when she was a judge for the Southern, she was a judge for the Southern District of New York. And there had been a couple other judges on the case before her because there were like lawsuits and countersuits and blah, blah, blah. And then this was sort of the final, then it got assigned to her and this was like the final decision. And she rules in favor of Avon.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
wow, didn't expect that. Okay.
Yeah. She says, I find that Avon has, to a limited extent, marketed Skin So Soft as an insect repellent, but that Skin So Soft is sufficiently effective as an insect repellent that Avon's actions do not violate the Lanham Act or the New York General Business Law and do not constitute common law unfair competition. But then she also says, wait a second. Oh yeah. Okay. She also says that SC Johnson basically waited too long to bring the suit because if you remember earlier in the episode, I mentioned that as early as the mid-70s, SC Johnson was conducting tests about Avon Skin So Soft. So she's basically like, you've known about this for 20 years. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, why did you wait until now to bring this? And what she basically points out is that Avon has really managed to thread a very fine needle regarding Skin So Soft. And I'll tell you why.
What a savvy bunch. Okay.
Oh, now they're savvy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just changing my tune here. Okay.
Come on. Okay. So in 1987, Avon gets a letter from the EPA, quote, stating that certain literature and advertising for Skin So Soft was in violation of federal law. Because Skin So Soft was not an insect repellent, it was a bath oil. And Avon was kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudging it. So, yes, when someone called up Avon, they couldn't say that it was an insect repellent. But what the EPA was saying was like basically like, well, you're not saying it's not an insect repellent. So Avon like sort of panics, I think, at this point. They send out this letter telling the, or at least I shouldn't say panics. They seem to want to like cover their asses legally. So they send a letter to all of the sales reps and all the district managers, regional managers, blah, blah, blah. They say, do not promote Skin So Soft as an insect repellent. And they basically send like yearly reminders about this. But then they get another letter from the EPA in 1993 that, quote, warned Avon that the continued promotion of Skin So Soft as an insect repellent could constitute a violation of federal law.
Oh my goodness.
So, to your earlier point, they could not, they legally could not say that Skin So Soft was an insect repellent. Because to say that something is an insect repellent means that it's gone through all of these tests and has approval and this and that. And, you know, they never did that. I think at one point they kind of like looked into doing that and then they didn't. And Sotomayor writes, I find that Avon's response to the widespread consumer perception that Skin So Soft is an effective insect repellent has been a mixed one. So this is what I mean about them, like, sort of trying to thread this fine needle, because she writes, although Avon's general corporate policy is to discourage the promotion of Skin So Soft as an insect repellent, Avon has clearly sought to reap the benefits of the repellency folklore.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you? Like, I don't hold that against them.
Also, just as an aside, this decision is, like, very entertaining reading. And, like, you can really get a sense of, like, Sotomayor's personality. And, like, she clearly seemed to sort of, like relish writing this.
Repellency folklore is an excellent phrase.
Yes. So she actually opens the lawsuit by writing, in Fregalement Importing Company versus BNS International Sales Corp, like blah, 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 the Southern District, 1960, Judge Friendly posed the question, what is chicken? This case poses the question, what is insect repellent?
Oh my God. Okay.
Like, I feel like she's just, like, loving this.
Oh, this is bonkers.
And she's basically like, Avon is kind of having it both ways, but because they have been so emphatic on the at the corporate level about the fact that it's not an insect repellent, we can't mm-hmm. hold them liable, you know, for what all these other people are saying about them. And she goes through, like, all this evidence that, you know, it really was word of mouth and the media. Like, there's another article in addition to the Dear Abby article. There's another article in the New York Times in 1988 that is also cited as this, like, seminal Skin So Soft article.
This is wild. Okay. Yes. I'm ready.
Their gardening columnist find Skin So Soft for sale at a roadside fruit and vegetable stand.
Uh-oh, big trouble.
And then he's like, what's this? And he buys it, and he claims that it keeps the gnats away and the flies.
Okay, so I'm going to go with that it works.
And he asked, like, the whole column is about how he goes around asking people if they've, like, heard about Skin So Soft. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that works as an insect repellent. And he's like, he's basically like, how am I the last to know? But this was another article about, like, it's basically saying, like, hey, here's this thing that has gotten popular through word of mouth. And this is something that Sotomayor cites as, like, well, we can't really hold Avon responsible for all these, like, random people just being like, hey, it works as an insect repellent. So she ends up ruling in favor of Avon. So
this was going to get so legally twisted.
I mean with a cameo from a Supreme Court justice.
I love it.
So, okay, so just as a sort of coda to all of this, you asked early on in the episode about kind of Avon and MLMs, and I regret to inform you that today Avon does have more of an MLM structure. I don't think it is quite as intense as some other MLMs, but there is an emphasis now more on recruiting salespeople. And, you know, you get credit for how much your team sells and, like, all that kind of stuff. But there's no cost to join. Like, there's some MLMs that, like, you have to pay, like, $2,000 for your, like, I think that was one of the big things about LuLaRoe. If you remember that people are paying, like, thousands of dollars just to, like, get started in LuLaRoe. So you don't have to do that with Avon. But it now has this much more MLM-esque structure. And the North American business is now owned by LG, the Korean company that makes appliances.
Oh, like are washing machines and such, TVs?
So they have a division called LG Health and Household that, by the way, also owns Belief, the Korean skincare brand. So if you go to Avon's website, you can actually buy Belief on their website.
Whoa. Okay. What a twist. Okay.
And if you're interested in learning more about their selling business, they do have a 30-page brochure on their website that kind of details all of the rewards you can get and like the selling process. And there is an award called the Pinnacle Award that, quote, honors star performers in sales and leadership. And it is shaped like a pyramid.
Stop. Are they in on the joke? What is that about?
Kate, look, I don't know. I'm going to send it to you and you can tell me what you think. Am I reading into this too much? I don't think I am, but you let me know.
Oh boy. Okay. Hold on. I don't think this, no, I think it's fine.
You don't think this looks like a pyramid? It's literally a triangle.
Yes, but I don't look at this and I don't think they're like tee hee hee.
Oh, no. I don't either. I just think it's funny.
Oh, 100%.
That like, you know, people talk about these types of companies as being in a pyramid structure and their big award is shaped like a triangle.
Very true.
I'm just pointing out the irony of this. Well, Kate, I think that just about brings us to the end. I mean, I obviously could talk for a long time about all of these things, but I think that that gives you a general sense of how this product became more well known for something it was not meant to be doing.
Yeah. And it is still used for it.
And it is still used. I don't think it is as popular. Like, I did a search on TikTok. There's not really many people talking about Avon Skin So Soft. The people that are like, oh, this stuff my grandmother used to put on me in the summers in Texas. Like, mm-hmm. It hasn't really like infiltrated the Zoomers. But yeah. That's Avon Skin So Soft.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will tap back into it. I guess you still have to buy it from an Avon salesperson though, right?
No, actually, you can buy it in a retail shop now.
Oh, now I want to buy some.
I mean, you can buy some. You can also buy it from their website.
I honestly might buy some.
Great. I look forward to your review.
I'm very curious on if it actually works or if it was just like the magic of something good smelling.
I mean, the various studies were done over the years and like there were a couple that were like, yes, it works. But like the vast majority have said it does not actually work as an insect repellent. Now, that said, there's so much of this anecdotal evidence. Like that's what kind of is intriguing to me, that like if it actually doesn't work, then why do so many people think it works?
Yeah. And this is what's fascinating is like, do we just think it works because we've been told it works? Do we think it works because it has the allure of a product that's not doing what it was supposed to do? But then you think back to those like Louisiana fishermen and hunters.
Right. Right.
And now they even make, like I'm looking on their website, they make Skin So Soft Bug Guard Plus. Like now they just fully lean into it.
I didn't even get into that. Like they ended up buying a company in the 90s that made bug spray and they combined it with Skin So Soft to make an actual bug spray. And there's a kid's version of it that has sunscreen in it that people like, but I've read reviews of it that were like, we don't like, I think Consumer Reports reviewed it and they were like, we don't like combo products because you're supposed to reapply sunscreen pretty frequently, but then you end up getting too much bug spray on you.
Ooh, okay. That makes sense.
So I was like, that does make sense. But anyway, yes, you can now buy, or you have been able to buy since the 90s, like a combination Skin So Soft actual bug spray. But I don't think that that has like stopped people from just using the traditional Skin So Soft as an insect repellent.
Dory, look, I'm got to tell you, honestly, I am clicking add to cart right now.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to buy the bug spray and the original and maybe an antiperspirant.
Kate, I look forward to your review.
I didn't know that this would end here with me. With me on Avon.com.
I mean, look but at this.
It's calling to me. I want to smell it. I think is what's what it is. I want the sensory experience of my youth.
Ugh, that's beautiful.
Well, this has been a pleasure. Dory, thank you. I don't even know what to say. Like, thank you for this magical conversation.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad we got to share it. I also just want to add that Dear Abby and Ann Landers married their husbands in a double wedding ceremony.
Before the feud or after the feud?
Before. All right. On that note.
Wow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.